What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
When you've got Omaha Steaks convenient everyday protein waiting at home, that what's for dinner panic turns into your weeknight win. And now's the time to buy during the Omaha Steaks Spring Savings event. Save big on their exclusive lineup of mouthwatering steaks, gourmet burgers, air-chilled chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Go to omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Copycat. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
So the trailer for the horror movie Backrooms just was released. Have you heard of it? Have you seen it? Anything totally new to you?
I'm totally new.
Better to hear from you
than actually watch the trailer.
That's absolutely true. You know, I should be your one source of information.
Yeah.
For sure. So the story of Backrooms in general is an interesting one. In 2022, teenager Kane Parsons went viral for a 9-minute YouTube video called The Backrooms. Parentheses found footage, and it's very mysterious. You can find it online very easily. It is this kind of ominous, vibey video, shadowy, of these different rooms and how they keep kind of changing and permeating. I don't want to give too much away too, because it might give the movie away a little bit too. It's more like it's like a creepy. It lends itself more to like creepypasta than like a film or a narrative, right. I would say, where it's like, here's a vibe. Here's like a climate of horror and like what happens kind of a thing. And it's creepy. It succeeded. It was a very successful video, and it kind of reignited. I know creepypasta was really more of like a 2010 to 2013 thing, but it reignited discourse around the genre of creepypasta and like what it could be, kind of modernizing it. And so Kane began publishing more videos with the same spooky vibe and, you know, liminal spaces, and the audience grew. So in 2023, it was announced that A24, of course, would be adapting the short into a film. Now, Parsons is directing the film, making him A24's youngest director at age 20. The story follows people who find a mysterious door in the basement of a furniture showroom, like in his video. So is that something, like, I'm excited for it. It's very...
I think those are really creepy and really effective. But sometimes things with creepypastas, they have no... Sometimes they don't have a very fulfilling... Because it's just... sort of like a whatever world thing, mm-hmm. that there's no, like, they don't have to really answer for anything sometimes. And it's when you see it on Reddit, you're like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And it could just kind of live and die on there, and you don't really need a resolution.
Yeah.
Where sometimes maybe it's just me and the way I watch, or, you know, the way we're kind of been trained to watch movies. There's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end, and there's an answer for everything.
Yeah.
But it sounds interesting.
I know. Well, that's kind of what I like about it.
Yeah.
You know, I love kind of a non-traditional, less narrative type of horror experience too. But A24 is, I mean, again, for being kind of a little bit pushing the boundaries of horror, it's still pretty, you know, like literal storyline focused, I would say. So I feel like they could work together, and it could be something.
And if A24 is behind it, I mean, that can make it really, really good. Or it's like, oh, come on, A24, you're just making anything now.
Yeah, you're just churning out some kind of mood.
That's just the cynic in me, though.
That's,
I'm sure,
yeah.
It'll be great. And if they want to invite us to anything, if they want us to, we will go and we'll speak highly of it.
Absolutely.
We
we'll love
and
it.
Sold. Yeah.
Oh, and you should all know, everyone should know that, just for any opportunities that come, you know, along the pike. It is in theaters on May 26th. We have some time, but I'm curious. And I like this translation of like internet phenomena into horror movie.
Plus we gave A24 that little bump they needed.
They need our help. Yeah. They need our help.
I love devouring a thriller alone at night, just letting my imagination run wild. Well, I definitely got what I wished for when I dug into Run on Red by Noelle W. Eiley. Oof. The viral suspense thriller that killed it, not literally, on BookTok is now available to you as a deluxe special edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and a beautiful foiled cover. Talk about a vibe, my friends. Run on Red is a survival thriller about two women driving down a remote country road when they realize they are being followed. They don't have any cell signal and there's no way to escape. What starts as panicked road rage becomes something far more terrifying. As you might imagine, I consume a lot of thriller content on TV, online, and of course, getting cozied up with a good book is maybe my favorite. But sometimes thrillers can be so, I don't know, corny. Many don't give me that satisfying setup or the scare factor that I crave, but Run on Red isn't like that. It's grounded with a good pace, the kind of scenario that catches my attention and makes me a little nervous, but like not nervous enough to stop reading late at night, you know? Ugh, I love it. If you're a fan of Freda McFadden, Karen Slaughter, or John Mars, this is absolutely your jam. Run on Red by Noelle W. Eiley is available February 24th. So be sure to add it to your online cart, your big ol' reading to-dos, and eventually your favorite book list. So get under a blanket, get comfy, and keep those lights on just in case, because you're going to love Run on Red.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Let's talk about now something else that I was not familiar with, but you were, the Jim Carrey replacement theory. What do you know about this theory?
So when you see like a celebrity that you've seen a certain way and it's a woman and they might have gotten, cosmetic work done. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, look at her. She got cosmetic work done. If a guy does it, he's a clone. That's it. There's no other answer. Can't be him. They literally swapped him out. Also, like, why would you need to swap out Jim Carrey? Like, he's not super, I mean, he's relatively public, but he's not so where he's constantly cranking out movies where, like, there's no Jim Carrey anymore. We got to get another Jim Carrey out there. Mm-hmm. There's no need for another Jim Carrey. I don't know why that's even an option.
He's not in high demand right now. It's not like he's...
And he's, beloved to people or whatever the case may be. He's got a great body of work. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a strong opinion on him one way or another. He's fine. But also, it just looks like he got older and he had work done. And we're always putting the pictures next to, like, here's Jim Carrey in 2026. Here's him when he's on in living color. Why does he look different 40 years later? That's crazy. It's always that.
It's a conspiracy for sure.
It's definitely.
Yeah, time is a conspiracy. Well, I'm looking at two pictures of him right now, and one of them is not from that long ago, but he does look, I mean, he just looks like so plumped and like uncanny in a way that like bad surgery does, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, all of this kind of began in late February when actor Jim Carrey appeared in Paris to accept an honorary César award. He looked very different, people thought, and they started speculating that he looked off, not in a plastic surgery type of way, but like a completely different person altogether. Not long after the rumors of cloning, someone taking over, there's a makeup artist named Alexis Stone. Are you familiar with this person?
The name sounds familiar.
They do extreme makeup work. So they will transform themselves into a celebrity. It's actually incredibly good. So adding fuel to the fire, Stone did a Jim Carrey makeup tutorial where he transformed himself into Carrey on Instagram, captioning the post, Alexis Stone as Jim Carrey in Paris. He was not in Paris. So it's kind of, again, a little bit adding to the controversy. It's adding to whatever attention is surrounding this. But his looks really, really, really good. And I want to show it to you right now.
I mean, that's
it's really good, right?
It's really good.
It looks like Jim Carrey. It's wild. It looks better than the Jim Carrey that was at the film festival.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Like, he should have gotten this work done. Went so far that Jim Carrey's representative had to confirm that he was, in fact, at the award show itself. And he did this in a statement to People on March 2nd. Now, for me, I'm like, oh, it's such a, like, how embarrassing is it to, like, be an older actor and get some work done and then have it go so far as people think that you're a part of a larger conspiracy.
And it's real. I mean, I think that really it's because he's a guy. I feel like people are like, they can't get around the idea like maybe a guy would do that.
A guy plumps. I mean, Ryan Gosling, we see a lot of this. Like,
sure. Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Not Chris Cooper. What's his name? Bradley Cooper. Cooper really had a change.
But there are also people are aging too. And I think you're used to like, no, I see you. In my mind, you're only in the iconic roles that I remember you in, and they're usually not super current.
Mm.
There's also a little bit of that. So when you see that, it's just like people are changing in the in-between times you watch them in movies.
Yeah.
And of course, there are people getting cosmetic surgery or they're...
Yeah.
You know.
Also with celebrities, there's times with certain celebrities, even like Robert Duvall just died, right? But we haven't seen him in public for over 10 years.
Yeah.
So we don't know, like, you just don't know sometimes. You're used to, like, this constant influx of information and photographs and whatever.
Also, a lot of these people, like when we see there's, you know, celebrities that post more frequently on social media, you're a little more updated on them, so it feels a little more consistent. Or some of these other people are not, like, posting all the time, too, so you're not getting, like, that just constant updates.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I will maybe disagree with you on a certain front. Women, there have been conspiracy theories around women. There's the Katy Perry, JonBenet Ramsey. Yeah. We talked about the Avril Lavigne one a while back, which is one of my...
But it's not because of their age.
No, it's not their age, but it does... It's like a features...
Oh, right.
Kind of comparison.
Yeah, sure,
you're right. It's
sure,
not an age thing.
Yeah, but it is like a different, like,
Mm-hmm. And it's also not overtly plastic surgery in that case. Yeah. But I do think you have a point where it's like, we are not used to men getting a lot of this work done. And now that it's so prevalent, of course, we should be. We're just... Yeah, we're taken aback. We're jarred by it.
I'm going to say this and it's going to be controversial, but
uh-oh.
Men age too.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.